It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, 4 promises, and 1 purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. Talking Hillsboro today, and we are joined by the mayor of Hillsboro, Tom Stevens, on the line to catch us up on town government. Mayor, thanks for joining us, and how's the weather right now?
It's cold here. It's cold and getting colder. And, we just posted a note on the town website and through our media outlets to just remind people to stay safe out there, be warm, and you want to take this cold seriously.
Well, typically when we talk on Tuesday, we're usually recapping what happened at the Monday night town board meeting. This week, Monday, was Veterans Day, so the town board is actually meeting tonight with quite a few items on the agenda. What's going to be discussed?
Oh, there's a lot on the agenda. Actually, I have a pretty long presentation agenda as well as items for us to discuss and to make decisions about. So in a little bit all over the map about arts and celebrations and infrastructure and budgets, let me start with that we're going to give an award to the Responsible Retailer of the Year. This is done with the partnership to help end teenage drinking and drug use. And this goes to the retailers who just sort of go over and above just making sure that alcohol cannot be purchased by youth. We will be swearing in. This is a nice ceremony that we've been doing for a couple of years now. Every time we have a new police officer or a promotion for a police officer, to have their swearing-in ceremony at the town board meeting with the Board of Commissioners. And so we have 2 officers that will take their reaffirmation of the oath of office. We will also be giving out our Innovation and Customer Service and Endurance Awards for the past year for our town employees. And again, Aaron can't just overstate how much these guys make us look good. They're the folks who are out there day and night, and whether when it's cold like this, and making sure that the town is running smoothly. And so we like to recognize those that provide extra customer service to our citizens, those that are looking at kind of innovative way for doing things, and those who have had a lot on their plate and maybe need to endure. Recognize we're called the Endurance Award for just sort of putting up with the long things. We I'll be hearing a presentation from the Orange County Arts Commission, also from a citizen who's interested in donating a property to the town that could be used for the arts. Sometime in the future, we'll be looking at some economic development items, including a memorandum of understanding with the county to receive some funds that we could help people with signs, a few budget amendments, particularly to work on some repairs in Gold Park, and also looking at maybe modifying our rental deposit assistance in a way that will make it a little bit more accessible for people who are caught between various criteria. Can we really make this available for people who really, really need it? So a lot for us to be talking about. So hopefully we'll be able to sort of clip through this, but it's kind of that's why we get the big bucks, as they say.
7 o'clock tonight, and you can get the full agenda online at hillsboronc.gov. I was looking at the agenda earlier, and one thing kind of jumped out at me. It might be an innocuous item, but it stood out on the page, which was something about delinquent taxes from Matthew's Chocolates. What's up with that?
Well, this is what happens from business from time to time. Usually every year this comes up from some business. We have a 1% sales tax for prepared food and beverages. And so when a particular business gets behind in paying that 1% tax, that 1% tax goes towards visitor services, bringing in more people for the for restaurants and businesses that serve food, then they're giving a number of notices to catch up on their arrears on those taxes. And at a certain point, if those aren't caught up, those comes before the town board, so the town board can authorize the going ahead and doing small claims court to go ahead for the collection of those taxes. So pretty much for items like that, they're usually the background material is on the agenda packet that's available on the town website.
And speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, so all of that is on the town board's agenda for this evening again at 7 p.m. Not on the town board's agenda for tonight, but still going to be a pretty significant conversation over the next couple of weeks is the process of filling that vacancy on the board that's going to develop in December when Jen Weaver steps up to take over as mayor. The deadline for applying for that vacancy was last week, Friday, and you got 9 applications, right?
Indeed, 9 applications from folks all over town. So I think in some ways that's going to make our job kind of hard. But I know the board will be looking at all those applications very seriously. We will probably add to the agenda tonight at least a discussion about how we want to handle all those applications. We have set aside our standard hot topic session November 25th, be 2 weeks from last night, to do interviews. And so I'm sure we'll do a little bit of talking tonight about how we want to structure those interviews, in what way do we want to interview everybody, do we think this might need to be extended a little bit further, just what's going to be the best way that we can look at the information and help make the best decision going forward and make sure that everybody has a fair opportunity and a way to put their best foot forward so we can make a good decision.
I think the last time we spoke, there were 2 applicants in, and you said right at the very end of the period, typically there's a bit of a rush, and that definitely was the case. Were you expecting to get as many as 9?
Well, I don't find that surprising at all. I think I would have been surprised if we had only had 2 or 3. Mm-hmm. If we got 15 or 20, it would be really surprising. That's 9 is a lot, but that shows that there's real interest. That to me speaks well of folks in town who says, okay, this is an opportunity to step up and get involved and to bring their specific perspectives and talents to the town board. Mm-hmm. We have our job in front of us to select somebody. Of course, as we've discussed a couple times before, Aaron, we don't have the option of going back and going through an elective process. Mm-hmm. That what is required by state law and our charter at this time is to make an appointment.
And I know the discussion on the applicants will take place over the next couple of weeks and is only really just getting started tonight. But what can you say now about the applicants that you got? Did you have a chance to take a look at the applications? What stood out?
I'm still going through them, so it sort of be unfair for me to comment on any specific applicants. But some are folks that I'm familiar with in town, I think would make very good commissioners. I think there are some folks who I'm not as familiar with, and I really want to know and look at their applications and see. So we learn about them. Again, I think our board takes it really, really seriously, and we'll be weighing a lot of different issues about representation and neighborhoods. Certainly we want to see diversity on the board, but mm-hmm. we also want a team player. We want somebody who is looking after all of Hillsborough, not just coming in with a particular agenda. And so those are the, I think, kind of things that will be on the commissioners' minds. And of course, unless there's for some reason somebody is recusing themselves, I will be involved in that process, but I would not be a voting member at this point. And let me also say one last time, we were in the middle of Election Day last time we spoke, and congratulations to now Mayor-elect Jen Weaver, who will be taking the oath of office on December 9th, and to the incumbents who were reelected, which is Evelyn Lloyd, Matt Hughes, and Mark Bell. And kudos to Kevin Mason, too, who I absolutely agree with him. That says, we need to be able to have choices, and threw his hat in the ring. So, again, there's a lot of folks who could be on this team. We want to have various team members that bring different perspectives and skills to the board, and that's something that we'll be having a lot of conversation about in the next few weeks.
Speaking with Mayor Tom Stevens, Hillsborough, NC is the town's website. Go there for the agenda for tonight's meeting. You can also read the applications from all 9 of those applicants for the town board vacancy there. You can also go, if you're a Hillsborough resident, head online and visit a different website, hillsboroughsurvey.org. You've got until Friday to fill out the community survey that the town sent out. So a few more days left to do that if you haven't already. Quickly on the survey, Mayor, what has been the response that you've gotten from the town so far on this, and what are you still looking for?
Well, my understanding is that we have over 400 responses already. We would like to get 800 responses at least. When we did this in 2017, our goal was to get 400 at that time, and we got 505. We certainly in 2 years had more people come into town, and believe, you know, people are also very interested in what's happening in local government. So we'd love to get 800 or above. That would be 1 in 5 households. We really encourage folks to please answer very honestly in the survey. We, of course, were very pleased that something like 85% of residents who were surveyed last time said they were satisfied or very satisfied with the overall quality of life in Hillsborough. 93% said Hillsborough is a great place to live. We want to know if we're keeping that up. Are we doing better? Or are there some other things that we need to take care of? So we really value the input on the survey. Encourage, if you've received that in the mail, to please go ahead and fill it out and return it by this Friday. The 15th is the very last day.
Speaking with Mayor Stevens. And Mayor, we got to wrap up, but as we do, upcoming events in town that people want to know about?
Well, you know, every day is a good day in Hillsborough, but we got Thanksgiving coming up 2 weeks from Thursday, and following weekend is going to be a very busy weekend. Put your calendars on. Last Friday, Art Walk on that Friday. Saturday is Small Business Saturday, and a lot of shops will be open and having lots of specials. Great day to come out, get those gifts, and buy local. And then Sunday is the holiday parade and tree lighting, so it'll be a very festive weekend following Thanksgiving in Hillsborough. Make sure you come out on town and enjoy your local community.
HillsboroughNC.gov for more information on town government. Visit HillsboroughNC.com for more information on events and happenings. Mayor Tom Stevens, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron. Have a great week.